Verse 24. Discover creative ways to encourage others. See, that's what God. Do what? Discover what? Creative ways to do what? Encourage others and to what? Motivate them toward the act of compassion. Right on what she was saying. Doing what? Beautiful works as an expression of love. Keep going. This is not the time to do what? Pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have found, formed the habit of doing. Boy, haven't we? We're going to break that, aren't we? Can I get anybody in this to agree with me? The Bible says two of you is more than two of us in this building. We're going to agree that this habit we're breaking this habit tonight. Stuff that's holding folks and stuff that excuses they are using, laziness and unconcern, we're going to break that. We're going to release fire on them, wind blowing on them. Hallelujah. Stir them up, shake them up, and shake them till everything on them is what? Shaken off. Hallelujah. And so he said, let me finish and then we're going to agree. He said, this is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together. Some have formed the habit of doing. In fact, we should do what? In fact, we ought to come together more what? Eager to encourage and urge each other onward as what? And with as we anticipate this that day dawning. See, don't be so quick to jump up and run out of church, you know, just because we said we start at 8 and then we'll get out at, start at 7, and we'll get out at 8, and you ready to go at 7:59. In fact, we ought to be coming back tomorrow night. Hallelujah. No, don't say that. Don't say that, Pastor. well, shoot, you doing something else? I don't guess that's a good word. Shoot a good dog. He get in trouble saying that. No, you doing something else all the time. Why can't we give God some extra time? Amen. Can I get you to agree what we gonna agree on? That this neglecting a meeting together, some have formed a habit of doing. And many members at the house right now, they got their excuse. But I promise you, if I said, and you knew I was a wealthy man, had the means to say, I'm giving everybody $5,000 to come to church Wednesday night. You reckon I have a church full? Would you reckon would some people show up we ain't never seen before? You mean that habit wouldn't keep them at home? I'm going to ask you something, then we're moving on. Do you think God may be worth a dollar more than $5,000? We all think about that. How are you sleeping at night? How are you going out and coming in? Is it good? Have you been good to you? Come on now. Has he been good to you? I know you have stuff you have to deal with, but have he been good? Well, we ought to show him, say, Lord, you've been so good. And then we can show and help others who are hurting and don't know. Father, this congregation and I, we agree right now. And we break that habit over the rest of the people of this congregation and others that are coming. That we will not have this habit of staying away and neglecting coming together. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of that thing over the people. And we stop it tonight. Satan, your days of ruling people with those kind of habits is over in the name of Jesus. And we throw excuses out the door. And we make commitment to you, Lord Jesus, and Heavenly Father, that we won't break in the name of Jesus. We don't treat it lightly, but we make commitment as we enter into a covenant with you. And we thank you that people will fill these seats. Hearts will be thrilled with your grace and mercy. People will be born of the Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, talking in tongues. Hand raised, mouth filled with praise, free from the depression, free from distress and all the bondage that have cluttered their lives, and they are free, and we can hear them shouting, free at last, Lord, free at last. Don't have any pressure, don't have any bondage. Their needs are met, they're learning how to walk with you, and they're learning how to make money and keep money and use money. And we thank you, Lord, that this church will blossom and grow, and we'll be an example to the community, and we will be a church of compassion for loss and hurting, wounded, the nobody, the no-shows, and all the people around. And we are not looking at what color their skin. We just know they are people you love. Because you love them, we love them. And we thank you, Lord, that it's done. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Come on, Ursula.